7XS is the Brekkie Show with Adrian, and school holidays very quickly coming to an end. We don't have many days left at all, which means we're going to get into some different routines as we start school once again. And when it comes to screen time on your devices, that can be tricky. I'm speaking with James Simons, CEO of PC Locks, who'll be able to help us out with getting down to some good screen time etiquette. Good morning, James.
G'day. How are you, Adrian?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And how do we go about actually getting some discipline with screen time after holidays?
Yeah, look, that is tricky. In our house, we've probably let our kids have free rein for the last 6-7 weeks on their device. And I'd be lying if I didn't say I used it a few times to buy myself a sleep-in here and there. And the digital babysitter, we sometimes call it. But I think, come the end of the holidays, we're like, oh, geez, we have to do something now, because these kids have been glued to this for quite a while and they've had some time out playing. But they've definitely had a lot of time on here. Now they've got to get back to school and homework, and how do we get some normality back in the house?
So how do you go about doing it, James?
Yeah, my wife and I, we talk about this a bit, and in my industry, I get asked a lot on how do you guys do it, or what are some ways that we could manage some of the conflict in our home, sort of get raised because of differing opinions on how long our kids should be on the devices for, or what they should be watching and these sort of things. So we kind of do a few things. I've got sort of 5 areas which I think are really important that we've got to try and put back into our routine. And the first one for us is setting schedules. So we kind of decide on how much time we're comfortable with our kids engaging during the week or on the weekends in non-school related activities on their device. Once we work that out, we might divide that time across the days that we're happy for them to be on their device. I mean, a lot of the time, Monday to Friday, we kind of just say, hey, look, not so much device time. We'll save that to the weekends, leaving time for homework and other things. But let's just say we say, all right, look, 3 hours this week. So you can have an hour on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And the kids really respond well to that, especially if we kind of involve them in that and say, hey, we've got this agreed amount of time. How about we have that and we spread that across the week?
Okay, that sounds good.
Another thing we like to do is have an area in the house. We call it the device area, and we designate a space in the home where the devices live when they're not being used. This is for a few reasons. One, we get very frustrated when the kids are always asking us where the devices are and we don't know where it is, or we've got cables hanging out of every power outlet in the home. So having one spot, not only is it tidy, but it also allows for a bit of visibility and accountability. We do not let our kids take their devices to bed at night. And that's just a rule we have in our home. And I think that's healthy for them to have a connected device in their bedroom. So we have a spot in the home where, you know, the devices sit, and we know after 8 o'clock, if they're not there, then there's a problem. We've got to go sort out. But we can see that they're there, and we know that they're not in their rooms and they're in a nice tidy spot.
That's another good idea.
Another one is for us, as I mentioned before, is engaging the child. So we might set some times, but we really discuss it with them, because then they can own it. And we go, all right, you've got an hour. And they kind of agree on that with us, so that when the time's up, that there's no sort of arguments or fights. We sort of establish that with them. You know, when you try and take your kid out of the pool without a 5-minute warning, they go crazy. So again, giving them warning, saying, hey, you've got 10 minutes left or 5 minutes left, is really important. And it reduces that tension and the conflict in the home around the use of the device. So we've found that to be really helpful.
That's good.
The fourth thing we look at is a reward. So if we do sort of say, okay, you've got this amount of time, and they honour that regularly. So I say, look, if you guys go the next few weeks and there's no conflict around this, and we set some times and you honour that, well, maybe we can set a bit of a reward for being really responsible with this. And it gives them an incentive to make sure that there's no arguments, there's nothing like that. And those rewards could be not necessarily more screen time, more practical rewards. Like, I've got 2 daughters, 1 4 and 1 11. And if I said to my daughter, hey, look, if you do this many times or over this sort of period of time, if you display really great behavior, you and I can go out for a daddy-daughter date, go for a coffee, go to the beach together. And she can go out with me without anyone else, without a sister around. I mean, that is gold currency to her. So putting those rewards are really important.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what's number 5?
This is the hardest one. And, Ajahn, this one is called leading by example. It's the hardest one for me. Teaching our kids responsible device habits and behaviours for responsible device use is completely monkey see, monkey do. So if I'm sitting on the couch on my phone and my daughter's like, Dad, that, which I'm unfortunately a little guilty of sometimes because I'm fully immersed in what I'm looking at and not giving her that attention. Or if she's seen that there's times where I'm not separating myself or I'm not setting boundaries around the amount that I use my device, it's going to be really hard for her to say, well, hang on, this seems a little hypocritical here. It's you tell me what to do, but you don't do it yourself. And I think if we want to teach good behaviours, we've got to show good behaviours. And it's a great tip, but it's definitely the hardest one.
To sum it all up, set a schedule, get a space, have engagement with your child, create a reward system, and lead by example.
Perfect.
James Simons, CEO of PC Locks, thank you very much for joining me on The Brekkie Show.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Adrian. Really appreciate it.
You're on 7XS, the West Coast Feel Good Station.